News Time and News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate. All right, Steve. He's been busy today. He's like getting to get winners, and he's got stuff to do, and he's got news to do, and he's just, you know, a guy's in there working his tail off. Let's give it to him.
Right there. He's going to town. Yeah,
let's go.
Well, I don't know if you'll be applauding after this.
Okay. All right.
let's hold on.
Well, there is that.
We'll take it back.
Nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm all about these world records, Jay.
Just loves the records, this guy. Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy in Idaho. I believe he's in Boise. I don't know.
The same guy? The same dude that always breaks all the records?
Yeah, they call him a serial record breaker.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, I believe he was on America's Got Talent.
We had him on. David, right? David something?
David Rush.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You had him on?
Oh, yeah. We've talked to him.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, of course we did. Yeah, no, we did.
It's real.
It was during COVID. We had nothing else to do.
What'd he say?
Lots of stuff.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Kevin.
That doesn't seem very impressive.
I mean, I didn't say it was impressive. I said we talked to him.
What about?
Well, I'm going to say one of his 8 million records. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. He's got a ton.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even remember what it was. Yeah. It might have been, you know what? I don't even know what it was.
It was a couple thousand, wasn't it?
He has a lot of records, yeah.
I thought it was only like 250.
Wow.
Maybe 300?
I'll find out. Mm. Anyway, back to you.
Something like that. Well, I guess this isn't as impressive because he topped his own record.
Okay.
But still kind of odd and just interesting. So he broke his own record by using his mouth to bounce a ping pong ball off of a wall.
Okay.
How many times do you think he did it in 30 seconds?
Wait, so is he catching it in his mouth?
Yeah,
or is
he
just using his face as a paddle?
I think he's... Oh.
See if I can
get a video of this? Oh, no. He's actually catching it. And then,
okay,
like,
so spit it out. Catch it in your mouth, spit it out, catch it in your mouth.
Yeah, well, it looks to be in...
There's ping pong balls in there, isn't there?
What's that?
There's ping pong balls in there, isn't there? Behind you in that basket over there in the corner.
What are you trying to say?
I'm going to say we're going to have to try to break this record right now.
Well, you don't know how many times he did it.
Doesn't matter. See if there's a ping pong ball back there, will you? Back in that basket, though, there. In the far corner. Right. Yeah, hang on. Steve's going to go back there and see if there's...
Oh, let me check this basket,
too. Yeah, check that. Oh, there used to be some in there, although I did kind of clean up some stuff. Mm. I just feel like we're not a good radio station if we don't have ping pong balls just laying around.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
You got one, Monty?
Golf ball.
No, that was a little... That one's not as fun.
Yeah, all I got is a deflated basketball.
There it is. There it is. Let me see that thing.
Oh, what a shame.
You want to try it, Monty?
No, not a chance.
Mm. Want to try it? Bruce, your mustache is getting in the way. You want to try it anyway?
No.
Warren?
No, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead and rub that ping pong ball, Jay. It'll make it nice and clean.
Yeah. I'll
just
care.
Get the dust off. You want me to put sanitizer on it?
No.
Oh, here you go. All right. So there's a door behind you.
It's a doggone wonder I can even... Oh, it says number 15.
Yeah, right. We used to
bingo.
We played a little bingo in here one time.
Want me to try it right now?
Yeah, just use that door right there.
Take
your headphones off. You're just going to spit it out of your mouth, catch it, and do it again. Oh, my gosh.
Did he do it?
What are you doing? He can't even... He's like about... Wait, hold it. Hold up. Hold up.
Huh? Yes, he said, I have to plug my nose.
What do you have, like 15% lung capacity? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I think it's coming out my nose instead of my mouth.
He's trying to blow it out of his mouth. He's literally like a foot from the wall.
Yeah.
And it's coming out of his mouth about 2 inches and dropping straight down.
He's probably one of those guys that can't hawk a loogie.
Yeah.
I mean,
try it again. Yeah, plug your nose. That should make all this.
Is this one of those hospital tests?
It is. This is a hospital. You got to catch it, too. Here he goes. Oh, don't choke. Oh my God! He literally can't even get it to
the
wall.
Now I gotta try. I gotta do it.
Okay,
are you gonna use the same one?
Yeah, you just use your shirt, wipe it off. It's fine.
Gross.
He didn't even wipe it off. He just put it right in his mouth. Oh!
Holy Toledo! Thing was like a dart gun.
That thing came out
so
hard.
I can't do it.
Monty's like 3 feet from the wall, and it was like a straight line, frozen rope
from across.
I think so. Oh, that was hilarious.
Well, he got one.
Oh, wow. Jesus, that was crazy.
How did you do that?
Wait a minute, I got a video of that.
Why can't I do that?
I think it was like a rocket.
It was. What am I doing wrong, Monty? I want to do it.
Holy cow.
Monty, spit that thing against the wall.
Oh my.
What wrong? How far is that? That's like 10 feet.
Oh, my Lanta. He's like 10 feet from the wall, and it comes all the way back to him.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Well, everybody, that was impressive. I can't even spit.
That's
six
what he was
inches.
Talking about.
Warren just.
How could you not do that?
Oh my God!
What am I doing wrong? I wonder.
Oh.
I don't know if it, Monty's doing anything right, but you know.
That was great. Holy cow. You can put an eye out with that thing, Monty.
Thank goodness there's a glass window.
You know what? When we're done here, let's go in the hallway and measure.
See how far I can, yeah. Do it.
Forget about this David Rush catching it in his mouth thing. I'm going to go for distance.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know how many times that he did it?
I do, actually. Yeah.
Okay. So 30 seconds. Well, how many times do you think he did it?
30 seconds.
So spit it out, catch in the mouth. Spit it out, catch in the mouth.
Yeah, it's like boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to say 25.
I'm going to say 30.
Okay.
Really? So, I'm going to say.
Oh, well, that'll
18.
Be 1 a second?
Yeah, that's, no, a I don't, lot.
That's a lot.
That's a ton.
I'm going to go with 15. I'm going to cut that in half.
What'd you say, Warren?
18.
18. What do you think, Bruce?
41.
Ooh, Bruce. Was good. Nice. Wow. Why are you yelling at me, man? Calm down. But because you didn't get a chance to spit the ping pong ball?
Right. Hey, you're next up.
Yeah, that's right. Same ping pong ball. Don't worry about it.
I want to do that. I don't know how you did it.
What was the record, Steve?
So, well, the previous record was 43.
Oh, geez,
and he topped it and got 47.
That's actually pretty impressive.
What'd you say, Bruce?
41.
Yeah, wow. Bruce,
he's like pretty close.
What did you say?
He just acts like he knows. Bruce is like, I know all the world records. I study these at home when I'm in the shop trying to fix the sprinkler system, tripping over ropes.
He turned into Rodney Dangerfield.
I tell you, I know all the world records. I know them all. I know all the world records. You know what I'm talking about?
And now he's Doc Brown?
Doc Brown and
there you, go.
You better stop, Rodney. I know all the records.
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, I bought my son a BB gun for Christmas. He bought me a shirt with a target on it.
My gosh. We can do a lot of impressions of people that nobody really knows anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. All right, we're going to go spit the ping pong ball for distance. We'll let you know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Never been a big fan of nachos.
Kevin James.
You get there first, make a mark. If I get there first, I'll erase it.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Warren, I know you didn't hear that little rejoin there because you were eating and it's hard to hear when you're eating. But no, but you didn't have your headphones on. So, you know, you haven't said that phrase. You used to say that same thing at the end of all the time, you know. You get there first.
Oh, yeah. If you get there first, make a mark. If I get there first, I'll erase it.
Right. Is there something in your mouth?
Yes, I ate a donut.
In his defense, Jay, you did ask him to speak.
That's a good point, Monty. Right. I was just curious that, you know, have you stopped using that little phrase or just got out of the habit or something?
Well, because I throat punched him last
time. Yeah. So, Monty said, you've done it enough. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So I haven't done it.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to bring it up, then that's my bad. I apologize. Yeah.
Right, Jay.
Yeah. Wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get it half a dozen times before we get out of here.
I'll spit a ping pong ball.
Well, we
already broke the lens in my glasses.
Did he really?
Yeah, he hit him. Bang.
Oh, man. That,
with
that
the
first
ping pong
one?
Ball?
Yeah. It didn't actually break your lens, did it?
Well, it cracked it a little bit.
No, did it really?
No.
Because I would have felt bad almost.
When Monty first did it, it came off the wall so hard it hit Warren in the face like a shotgun blast. Well, we did go out in the hallway there during the break, during Bailey Zimmerman. Thanks for singing, Bailey. Appreciate that. And we gave Monty 3 attempts down the hallway. And we've got video of it. I'm sure at some point Steve will have it up on our socials. But and I don't know what the world record is. I will search it.
Okay.
I mean, don't you worry about it.
Oh, for farthest.
Yeah, furthest ping pong.
I guarantee
ball.
It's more than I did.
Oh, it probably is. But you got a lot of things. You know, you haven't practiced. You haven't trained.
Right.
And, you know, we got injured by one of the doors here.
I did,
technically poked in the ribs. That could affect your breathing.
Oh, boy.
And the ping pong ball was already in Warren's mouth. Who knows what that could mean?
Yeah, well, I wiped it down.
Yeah.
I
mean, so
it had a 15 on it.
But
the numbers written on it.
You know what?
Was that
right there?
Wasn't a.
Yeah, it did have
wasn't
some
a clean
ink,
ball.
It had some ink on it, so that's true.
Not official then.
The ink slowed it down.
Guys, 26 feet 3 inches.
Amazing.
That's impressive. That's you know what, Monty.
All right.
Well done.
I'll take it.
Well done. 26 feet 3 inches. That's impressive stuff.
Yep. You want to try it, Jay?
No.
Okay.
There's no way he won't even touch that thing.
I don't even know where it went.
It's right over here.
Oh, okay.
Right there. It's right by the pig nose.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like an appropriate spot for
right.
it. Right by the pig nose.
You should have now. That should be like all your guests. Like you should have had Mark Few do it.
See,
like
see how far you can spit
there you
it.
Go. I'm sure he'd do that.
I bet he would really love that.
I'm not cleaning it.
Right.
Gross. Oh, well, this is better.
Than what?
Is it?
Than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything almost is better than that.
Uh-huh.
A guy got an abandoned bank, and he turned it into a brand new home.
Okay, that would be fun.
How about that?
He bought an abandoned bank,
yeah,
and he turned it into his house?
Yeah.
So the vault, master bedroom?
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
I don't know exactly the logistics, but they did keep him and his girlfriend, they did they moved into this new two-bedroom apartment is what they're calling it.
Okay.
And they kept the original bank safe and the doors in their space. So, I guess what happened was years back, he submitted, this was like at a property auction, a $34,000 bid. His computer died, and when he turned it back on, he realized that he won.
That's the best way to win one of those auctions, not pay attention, then just get the notification. Yeah. Hey, you won.
Yeah. So I guess this was actually recent, but the building itself was abandoned for like 12 years or something.
Wow.
So I got a quick story about that. I was talking to a guy at one of these shows I was going to, and he was telling me about he owns a company that they crane things. So they'll be hired to crane stuff.
Yep,
right?
Gotcha.
He says the most interesting job he ever did, he had to crane a bank vault door, just the door,
okay,
out of a basement of a building. So they had to cut a hole in the top of the building. They had to crane it to the second floor, to the main floor,
yeah,
and then reinforce it. And they used it as an art piece in the main floor.
Weird.
Wow,
He says it was one of the heaviest things that he ever had to crane.
What kind of a fun job. You probably have a lot, you know, there's a lot of engineering, a lot of figuring, as they say.
Yeah.
Trying to figure stuff out. If you're trying to get a crane and do stuff like that, that's crazy. I like that.
That was kind of, it was a very interesting story. Showed me a picture of it and everything. It was a beautiful door.
Hmm. Have to be to spend that much money.
Yeah.
Put a hole in the roof, crane it out.
Yeah.
It probably didn't cost a couple of dollars.
Ooh. Yeah. Hubba hubba.
Maybe three.
Yeah, maybe $3. So he's turned it into a house?
Yeah. So in addition to the $34,000 bid on the property, which he surprisingly won.
Right.
After 12 years of just kind of sitting there, this building has now been transformed into his space of living, and after spending 6 months and roughly $65,000. So, yeah. I mean, that's not bad, though.
Still got a house for less than 100.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He's got a house for under 100 grand.
Yeah. And
probably a bank, pretty good size, I would imagine.
Oh, should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cool looking space and the whole thing. So.
Right. Hey, yeah.
I wonder if he kept those, what do you call those things that you put in the plastic container and then it goes.
Oh, the tube?
Vacuum tube.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they got that. Maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You need a beer, say.
There you go.
Right. I like
that's what he was thinking.
Who's putting the beer in the other end, though, for you, Bruce?
Yeah,
that's the question.
And who's opening it when it gets there?
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah.
It's all right. Well, those are just logistics. You don't have to worry about that.
Steve, I'm going to interrupt for a second. True or false?
True.
Monty almost bought a school once to live in.
Oh, you know, I'd believe that.
Yeah. It's true.
It's
wow.
Down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Elk.
Yeah. Oh, the Elk School?
No. Oh, the Elk School? Oh,
that would have been cool.
I bid on that. Yeah. I didn't know you bid on that, too.
So how did that come about, and what were you going to do with it?
Live in it. It was a.
You were going to live in it?
Yeah. It was already under renovation. We just ultimately.
How big was this building, do you think?
It had a gym.
Whoa.
It had a gymnasium.
And that's why I really wanted it.
Wow. With the catwalk and everything.
No
so
way.
You know those older gyms?
Oh, yeah,
catwalk?
With the overhead. Yeah.
That's the way our junior high was.
It was a very neat building. And they had already started on it. It had a huge kitchen. And
I would imagine.
Every classroom had been started on or made into some sort of bedroom.
Wow.
I think it would have been an 8-bedroom house.
That's insane.
So awesome. What happened to it?
We just decided not to.
Yeah, just too much or whatever.
Do you know what happened to the building?
I have no idea. I'd like to go by and see it.
Is it still there, Bruce?
Still standing.
Is it really?
Is there anybody using it?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go in all together and we can all live in the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be so
words are hard.
Gross.
What's that noise? Oh, Monty's spitting ping pong balls.
Still working on the world record.
I remember the gymnasium floor. It was all buckled. You know how that
happened. Oh, sure, yeah.
It would have been a neat project.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Probably still be working.
Who do you think? You can't live with Bruce because Bruce is too close a friend to you, Warren. You have to live with one of the other people on the show. So it'd either be me, Kev, Monty, or Steve. Who are you picking?
Steve.
To
no offense to you.
None taken.
But I don't know if I'd be clean enough for
none
you.
None taken. Bruce, who do you think you would want to live with most?
Steve.
Monty?
I'd probably take toss up between you and Bruce, Jay. I think I'd go with Bruce.
He's quiet.
Well, he's quieter.
He would never talk.
Right. You'd never see him.
I just, when I needed help, I'd be like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, Bruce, come here.
That's true. See, that'd be the benefit of living with Bruce. You'd have somebody to help you.
They could
fix
come
stuff,
up with,
but,
oh, man.
Yeah. But Steve's a pretty easy roommate, man. Yeah. You know, he's like,
I'll bring the TV.
Right. He'll bring the 36 inch TV.
That's it.
The only 36, caveat.
36, it's 32, Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Settle down.
Wow.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, did you ever have to stand on a phone book at work?
No. Pray not.
Kevin James.
You don't know what you're missing.
He shortened the counter.
You don't know what you're missing. Yeah, that's right. You made the counter as high as you want to.
I did.
Yeah, that's right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Guys, guess what time it is? Warren, you didn't even get to sing it today. We were too busy having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, we were talking.
Yeah, you didn't get to sing Beat the Show.
Doggone it.
Yeah, we're all upset. I love
that. It's so peppy. Peppy, my voice went away. Peppy.
Wow. Okie dokie. He's just excited about the football season.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Football be the category for Beat the Show today.
Peppy.
Not bowling, Jay?
Not bowling, nope.
Monty was listening yesterday.
Yeah, he knows all. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's your plans for the weekend? Anything?
I got my 7-year-old's birthday party tomorrow, and then just watching some football, golfing a little bit.
Wow, that's a great weekend.
Yeah.
A 7-year-old boy or girl?
Boy.
7-year-old boy. What do 7-year-old boys typically have for like a theme for a birthday party? Do you know?
This one's kind of a Lacey's school birthday, and like Dude Perfect.
Really no bad. Way. That's a great one. Wow. That is going to be fun for all ages.
Oh, yeah.
The Dude Perfect ones. And you know what? You might think late season for a pool, but it's going to be 95. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, very good. You got a lot going on this weekend, Chris. Let's see if we can kick it off with a win on Beat the Show. Football it is. Boys, we'll have you step out.
Oh,
so.
Goody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Warren. Welcome back, though.
What's this gentleman's name again?
Chris.
Chris, congratulations.
Presumptive congratulations on the part of Warren there.
Yeah.
I don't even know who gets the questions first, but that group. I'm not sure it'll matter. Chris, 7 questions in 60 seconds, and you can, of course, pass if you get stuck.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Chris, name the TV show starring Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton that follows a high school football team in a fictional West Texas town.
Friday Night Lights.
The Packers and Eagles play in Brazil tonight. What is the official language of Brazil?
Spanish.
What are the fans of the Seattle Seahawks known as or often called?
12th man.
Who is the famous singer that Travis Kelce is dating?
Taylor Swift.
What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Name one of the teams who played last night.
Chiefs and Raiders.
Who is the country star that plays Sean Tuohy in the movie The Blind Side?
Tim McGraw.
Is that all of them?
That was all of them.
Wow. That's so funny because, you know, great job, Chris, by the way.
Yeah, you just
relatively simple questions, which I love because there's going to be so many wrong answers by the Friday crew. All right, fellas. Easy questions and wrong answers.
No, Jay, we don't know.
No, yes, we do.
Know.
Chris, just for fun, what do you think the number right they will get?
I'll give him 3.
Okay, I think that's a great guess. Let's see how we do here. Who's going first, fellas? Have we decided who wants to go first?
I don't remember. I think maybe we should do a reset. I don't know.
Bruce, you want to start?
Bruce,
we'll go alphabetical, and Bruce can get the extra question.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's good, because he knows
start
football.
Start with Bruce, Warren, me.
Yeah, Bruce,
I don't like
you get
to
the first.
Show off.
I know you don't. You don't want to show off by getting all the right answers.
Yeah.
Warren, you'll have the second question. That means Monty has 3. And around we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. Answer only your question. You can pass if you get stuck. Here we go.
Name the TV show starring Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton that follows a high school football team in a fictional West Texas town.
Bruce?
Wait a minute.
I actually know
How
that.
How long was that stupid question?
Okay, that's a good answer.
I know that.
Oh, what was the question?
The TV show.
The TV show.
I don't know.
Pass. Okay. Warren, here we go.
Packers-Eagles play in Brazil tonight. What is the official language of Brazil?
Brazil, it's Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are fans of the Seattle Seahawks known as or often called?
The 12s.
Who is the famous singer that Travis Kelce is dating?
Yeah, I know who that is. Taylor Swift.
That's it. Good job.
What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Oh, geez. Wow. Oh, we're making a comeback.
Name one of the teams who played last night.
Monty.
Oh, Kansas City.
Oh. Who is the country star that plays Sean Tui in the movie The Blind Side?
Oh, I know who that is. I can't think of his name.
Plenty of time, Bruce.
There is?
Yeah.
Tim McGraw. Not now, though.
I mean, plenty of time for most people. Yeah.
Friday Night Lights and Tim McGraw.
Tim
McGraw.
I think I actually would have nailed a 7.
You might have got
seven.
A 7 out of
I
that.
Think
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, let's see how we actually did.
Except for Brazilian. Show I don't know.
Yeah, Brazilian. Yeah, I think that.
Maybe, probably been there,
maybe
Monty.
A miss on that.
It could be kind of a miss.
Let's see how we do.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Yeah, let's not jump ahead, guys. That's the second question.
Name the TV show starring Kyle Chandler, Connie Britton that follows a high school football team in a fictional West Texas town.
Now, Bruce got lost in the question. You know, not necessarily your fault, Bruce.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not necessarily my fault.
Well, not either.
Oh, it's all the way your fault.
Okay. Chris said Friday Night Lights. That was correct.
One of Kevin James' favorite shows.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. 1 point, Chris. Well, 1-0. That. Yeah. You knew that.
The Packers and Eagles play in Brazil tonight. What is the official language of Brazil?
We had a Spanish from Chris. Mm. We had a Brazilian from Warren.
Yeah.
Let me double check this, actually, but I think it's Portuguese.
I was just going to say it's Portuguese.
It might be, I don't know if Brazilian is a language.
You didn't really know that. It's because he said it first, Monty.
Yeah, it was like what he's doing. You know, he does that. He's watching TV game shows. Right after the answer set, he's like, no, I knew that.
I wasn't sure. I want to find out for
me
sure.
Me neither.
Steve, did you not look up the answer before you asked the question?
No, I did, but I was doubting myself like I do.
One to nothing in favor of Chris.
Yeah, Portuguese is right.
Portuguese.
It is
Portuguese. Yeah, there you go. Also, I thought it was funny, tonight's game, you know, as the Packers and the Eagles and the quarterbacks' names, they put them side by side because they were doing a comparison last night, and it's Love Hurts.
That's the two quarterbacks. No kidding. Name. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, enjoyed that. Anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, back to the show.
What are fans of the Seattle Seahawks known as or often called?
Everybody got 12th man or the 12s. That's right.
Yeah, 12th man, whatever, yeah. Who is the famous singer that Travis Kelce is dating?
Even Bruce knew it was Taylor Swift. We had to go, Brewster. 3-2 in favor of Chris.
What does NFL stand
for? We all passed out for a brief moment there when Warren blurted National Football League without even hesitating.
I had to actually pick myself up.
I was so excited.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. But Chris got it right because he's American. I don't know. He's a breathing human, so he got it right. Yeah. 4-3.
It's still questionable for Warren.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Name one of the teams who played last night.
Chris named both Chiefs, Ravens, and Monty said Kansas City. Also correct. Point for Monty as well. Yeah. But Chris still has a 1 point lead.
Good job. Who is the country star that plays Sean Tui in the movie The Blind Side?
And Chris got that one as well with Tim McGraw. You were right there, Bruce. You were right there. I know he showed off.
Did he get 7-7?
He said Spanish, so no, he missed the language one for tonight, but. And but 6-7 is good.
That's really good.
Automatic win, by the way. Any contestant gets 6 gets an automatic win.
Nice. Tim McGraw. I'm sorry.
Tim McGraw what?
Tim McGraw played with who on that? I can't remember her name.
It's your girl.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandy, yeah.
Sandy.
Sandy Candy.
Yeah. I don't know if we do that.
That's kind of weird.
Congratulations, Chris. That's awesome. You got a great weekend. Hope we kicked it off the right way, too, with a little win on Beat the Show.
Oh, yeah, right on. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, you bet. You got yourself a Coyote Country travel mug. Hold on for a second. We've got producer Steve will get you the information, or you'll get him your information. Fellas, give yourself a round of applause.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That was a very easy round, or a moderately difficult round, Warren,
for
that
me,
makes you feel better. But, yeah, well done. I mean, only missing the language one, I think that would be the one that most people would miss.
Yeah.
I knew it was Portuguese, guys.
Well, yeah.
After I looked it up.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Jay Daniels.
Oh, she cut the sleeves off for you. Oh, cool. But those are very, very thick.
Like muscle shirt, cut it off?
Well, not that far, Kev.
Kevin James.
Oh, could we do that today?
Yeah, if you want to. You get a good laugh out of it.
Ooh, art project.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget and download the Coyote Country app. It's free for you, and you can take us with you wherever you go. It could be, we've had a lot of people streaming from, there's been a lot of overseas travel lately.
Nice.
At least from our listeners that have been reporting to us. You know, sometimes they text, sometimes they don't. And we had, where was it? Why do I want to say Albania? Where the spam?
No, you're right.
Okay, Albania.
Yeah.
Where they can, you know, you can stream there, and that's where one of our spam cans is, or for a spam around the world with Chrissy, correct?
Yes.
She's the one that's there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I know my daughter has streamed in like multiple places in Europe.
Awesome.
You were streaming on the cruise ship.
I was.
I mean, so there's a lot of places you can do it. Just download the app. It's free. You can also text us the word app. We'll send you back a link.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Steve. What do you say?
I sometimes stream in my apartment.
Nice. Well, yeah, you may not have a radio, so you might just want to be able to stream. You don't have to go overseas.
Yeah.
You know, you can just do it wherever you are. That's the beauty of it, guys.
Did he say stream or streak?
He said, you know what? I'm not 100% sure, Bruce.
Usually in the bathroom, though.
Yeah. Well, two things can be true at the same time.
That's true, yeah. What are you doing? I'm stream streaking.
Yes. Ooh. I'm in my apartment.
Stream here.
Different kind of stream, maybe? Yeah. All right. Let's focus on the stat, shall we?
Please.
Okay, yeah.
Love it, Pete.
I guess I kind of got two. We'll start off with this one.
Okay.
1-0.
Want to know, it's what Chris is and beat the show against the Friday crew.
That's also true.
1-0, Monty didn't quite set a world record.
Also true.
I couldn't find it, by the way. Did you happen to find it? Did you Google it?
I did
Monty,
not.
Do some Googling on the next break, okay. Will you? Yeah. See if we can figure out the distance for spitting a golf ball world record. Monty did it.
Ping pong golf ball.
Yeah. That'd be something.
That would be 26 feet 3 inches for Monty's ping pong ball spit. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. What's the 1-0, Steve?
All of our football teams at the current moment that we're rooting for.
Oh.
So there's that. But in a real stat, that was still real.
Yeah, yeah.
15 years. It's making a comeback. Do you know what it is?
15 years.
Yeah.
Is it a TV show?
No, it's a food. It's a candy,
food.
More specifically.
Oh, candy that went away. Boy.
Mm.
What, do you have a favorite old school candy, Warren, that as a kid was one of your favorite things? I'm going to guess root beer barrel hard candy.
Oh, those were good.
Ah,
yeah, huh? Those were good, eh? Yeah. Candy, yeah. Candy cigarettes.
Candy cigarettes. Those were actually good, yeah. If you like chalk, I mean, they're actually pretty good. I loved them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Did you ever have bottle caps?
Yes.
They were kind of like sweet tarts, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that drink? It was called Shake Break. Came
I
in a
don't.
Smaller, like a 10-ounce bottle, and it was basically chocolate something, milk,
no,
water.
No, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
And they were kind of thick. Oh, those
were
wow. good.
Wow. Bruce, favorite candy when you were a kid?
Rocks. What is it?
Rocks.
Rocks.
Pop rocks?
Pop rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce is so old. How old is he? He's so old he thought rocks were candy. Hey, bada boom. Pop rocks, well, that'd be a good one. I don't know, Steve. What is making a comeback?
Milkshake.
Well, according to...
That's a good
guess.
I do like those.
According to Candy Hunting, their Instagram account...
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and jelly M&M's are set to make a comeback.
Whoa.
After being introduced 15 years ago.
I didn't even know there was a one-timer.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I guess. They will make a debut at the NACS show this October.
Peanut butter and jelly M&M's? So no chocolate?
Well, I assume there... Well, maybe not. No, there's got to be.
There's got to be chocolate.
There's got to be chocolate.
Well, I was going to say, I'm curious how that would work. Like, if it's just the candy shell with a peanut butter jelly taste in it.
Well, because isn't there just peanut butter M&M's?
There is peanut butter M&M's, you know, yeah. So maybe you just mix the jelly in with the chocolate. Oh, Monty found the world record. Hold on. So, yeah, I don't think I'd be a fan of that. PB&J M&M's, Bruce, in or out?
No, thanks.
Out, Warren?
I'd try them, but I doubt it.
Yeah, what do you think, Monty?
Nope.
Peanut? No, yeah. You find the record?
I believe so.
You found the record for longest distance of spinning a ping pong ball.
28 feet. I think it's attainable.
Oh, gosh. That is, seriously, let's call him. Hey, yeah, do you mind practicing at all?
I don't. I'm going to go grab some ping pong balls on the way home.
Yeah.
Seriously, you were at 26 feet 3 inches.
Yeah.
Where do those
guys...
It's
only 18 inches away.
Dude, that's you can get that.
Yeah, where do those guys come from? Are they just stationed all across America? Or
who's that?
World? The what do you call those? Adjudicators? Guinness?
Oh, the guys who do the authenticity thing?
Yeah.
Authenticator.
I mean, this is just the first thing I saw, so it may be wrong.
Oh, that's I like that.
It's a video.
Well, you can double check it and find out.
Yeah. Ping pong balls. Yeah,
boy, if you're only a foot and a half from a world record for spinning a ping pong ball, you owe it to yourself.
To get to that 30 mark.
I needed to get to that 30 mark. I mean, you see how cool you are, all the picnics and all the, family gatherings, Christmas, barbecues. I got the world record for spinning a ping pong ball.
What are you known for, sir? Ping pong ball spinning.
That's right. Oh, man, that's impressive. I expect a record within the next 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll make a call. Honestly, we will do it with the show if it gets to that.
Heck yeah.
And I don't know where I don't know that they have... Well, now that I don't think there's restrictions on where you could do it, because I was thinking we could still
need something where
a little taller,
ceiling.
So you could get a little arch on it. Yeah, that's actually a good point, Bruce.
Yeah,
because our ceilings, what are these ceilings? 4.5 feet?
Yes.
Because only you and Steve are the only ones that can stand up.